Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. I'm excited to have you join me today as we dive into a topic that I love talking about. It's all about answering the call for more in your life. So whether that's more abundance, more joy, more freedom, and yes, more money. So here's my story. In 2017, I started to feel something shift. It was like this gentle nudge that told me there's more for you. There's more to life than this. And at the time, I was happy. I had a good job. And on the surface, everything seemed great. But deep down, I felt like something was missing. Like there was more out there waiting for me. I felt the pull to expand. I wanted financial freedom. I wanted more fulfillment in my work. I wanted more joy in my everyday life, more time freedom. And I just couldn't shake the feeling that there had to be something more for me, something that would light me up. But I didn't know what that more looked like. It felt almost like a vague idea. It wasn't a clear career change. It wasn't a specific goal. And I wasn't sure how to bring it to life. I was bored, but I didn't even have the words for what that boredom was. And then fast forward to 2018, I was planning a PD retreat for my team at the time. And we brought in speakers. One was an executive coach and the other spoke about gratitude. And that's when everything changed for me. The speaker on gratitude was phenomenal. And then the executive coach, I remember thinking, ooh, I want to do what she does. But I didn't want to do exactly what she was doing. I wanted to make it my own in a way that felt authentic to me. And once again, at that time, though, I didn't really know what that would look like. I didn't know what my version of that was. So like many of us do when we feel the tug but aren't sure what to do with it, I sat on it for a while. Then here and there, I did a bit of research and I read a few books. And it was actually that coach who gave me a book by Carol Dweck called Mindset, where she talks about fixed mindset and growth mindset. It's like, you may not be where you want to be now, but you'll get there someday. And then it began. I started diving into books and podcasts and learning more about the world of gratitude and mindset work. And at the time, I wasn't sure how powerful gratitude could be. I was curious, but I didn't know how powerful it could be. So I get a little book from the other speaker, and he challenged us to write down three things that we were grateful for every day for 30 days. And let me tell you, that simple practice changed my life. One day I was driving to work about a month later and I felt so abundant. I'm not talking about just feeling okay or good. I felt this overflowing with abundance. It was a moment that stopped me in my tracks. And I was like, I could feel all the things I had been grateful for coming to life. So if you're not doing a gratitude practice, you should start. That one thing alone will change your life. Okay, so we're going to fast forward again a little bit. I went on maternity leave with my son in 2020. So still years of slowly finding my path. It was during those late night feedings that Netflix got old real fast. And I wanted to use that time in a way that would help me grow. So I started watching podcasts on YouTube. And oh my goodness, that was such a turning point for me. I started listening to Lewis Howes, Jay Shetty, and then I found Dr. Joe Dispenza, and I was hooked. These speakers, these ideas, they were speaking to my soul in ways that I didn't even know were possible. I was learning about neuroplasticity and rewiring my brain and realizing that I could truly change my life by changing my mindset. And it wasn't just a passive, okay, this is interesting kind of thing. I was all in. I started to really focus on my own personal growth. So returning to work after my maternity leave, I enrolled in coaching courses. And through a series of synchronicities that I'll talk about someday, I came across the Mind Rebel Method, which gave me the theories and the coaching tools that were so incredibly life-changing. And then I dove into learning about the subconscious mind with Yes Supply. I wanted to learn everything I could to help my clients, not just on a surface level, but at the deepest subconscious level. I got certified in hypnosis and other modalities. I was committed to learning how to help my clients rewire their minds and transform their lives. And here's the thing, as I started doing the work, I began manifesting things I once thought were impossible. The opportunities that came my way were really mind-blowing. It was like the universe had been waiting for me to stop playing small and finally step into my power. And things just started aligning. So if you're listening to this right now and you have that feeling, that deep, unshakable feeling that you're meant for more, I want you to lean into that. Don't be afraid to dream big. Think about how you want to feel. What do you want your life to look like? What is a thing that lights you up? Even if it feels unclear now, lean into that sense of possibility. And if you're ready to take it a step further, here's an exercise I like to do with clients. Take a moment and divide your life into different categories. These could be things like wealth and abundance, career, significant relationship, marriage, personal growth, spirituality, friendships, community, fun, fitness, passions, creativity, parenthood, family. Now rate each of these categories from 0 to 10, with 10 being the most satisfied and 0 being the least. And once you've rated them, take a look at the areas that are lower. What would it take to move that category to a 10? What would make that part of your life feel amazing? And often when we start thinking about how we can improve these areas of our lives, we start to hear voices. Maybe it's the voice of doubt, ego. Maybe it's your parents, caregivers, a past teacher telling you that you can't do it. But I'm here to tell you, you are capable of so much more than you give yourself credit for. You are worthy of abundance. You are worthy of a life that feels fulfilling. So I want to leave you with this. If you're feeling like you're meant for more, trust that feeling. Don't ignore it. Lean into it. Start taking small, aligned steps towards your bigger vision. And know that as you do, everything you need starts to fall in place. And we'll talk about this more in another episode. One of my favorite quotes by the poet Rumi is, "As you start to walk on the way appears." And it's so true. Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to hear about all the amazing things you're going to manifest in your life. Stay tuned for the next episode where we'll dive deeper into how to shift your mindset and start creating the life you truly love. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual, and your path is your own.